Bill Cromwell back with you on the third floor for the second hour. We'll get to the featured work in just a little bit, Sonata No. 1 in F major for violin and piano by Edvard Grieg. Call it in about 17 minutes. I'll have an aria by Henry Purcell with soprano Jesse Norman. Also, but before that, four madrigals by Renaissance composer Carlo Gesualdo. These are the first four madrigals from Book 3, and they all have to do with love, suffering, and death at the metaphoric hands of the speaker's lover. As you'll hear, Gesualdo is far ahead of his time from a compositional standpoint, if you're not familiar with him. I've played music of Carlo Gesualdo multiple times on the program over these years. I always find it very, hypnotic, introspective. And we'll hear a very upfront, close-to-the-mic performance by Delle Late Musiche. So again, music of Carlo Gesualdo, madrigals from his third book of madrigals, numbers 1 through 4, here on the third floor.
Thank you.
Four Madrigals by Carlo Gesualdo from his third book of madrigals. There were six total. And we heard a performance by Delite Musicae here on the third floor. I find that music to be otherworldly. I wonder what you think about it. It's just absolutely transports me. And I do what I always do. I want to hear more. I want to sit down and have just the right environment with a fire going, perhaps a glass of something in my hand, and really get into that soundscape. In the first hour, we heard from soprano Beverly Sills. Now time for Jesse Norman to take a turn with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Raymond Lepard in music of Henry Purcell, Thy Hand, Belinda, When I Am Laid in Earth, from the opera Dido and Aeneas. Thy hand, Belinda, darkness shades me. On thy bosom let me rest. More I would, but death invades me. Death is now a welcome guest. When I am laid in earth, may my wrongs create no trouble, no trouble in thy breast. Remember me, but ah, forget my fate. Remember me, but ah, forget my fate. Jesse Norman again is the soprano here in Music of Henry Purcell on the third floor.
Thank you.
Raymond Leppard led the English Chamber Orchestra in music of Henry Purcell. Thy Hand, Belinda, When I Am Laid in Earth, from the opera Dido and Aeneas. Featuring, of course, the soprano Jessie Norman. We heard Beverly Sills in the first hour of the program. Let the debate begin. Which soprano do you prefer? Impossible questions to answer, I know. I'm Bill Cromwell. So glad you're with me. We're enjoying a classical mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental music here on the third floor. And on to the featured work of the second hour, composed in 1865 when Edvard Grieg was 22 years old. His Sonata No. 1 in F major for violin and piano. We'll hear Dmitri Sitkovetsky violin with Bela Davidovich piano.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Edvard Grieg on the third floor, and the featured work of the second hour, his Sonata No. 1 in F major for violin and piano. We heard Dmitri Sitkovetsky violin with Bela Davidovich piano. I have a series of recordings in the third floor library called English String Miniatures, and they come in 6 volumes. What a boundless treasure trove of great music to discover, and I continue to plow through them and share them with you, of course. From Volume 2 now, music from Haydn Wood, who lived from 1882 to 1959. I did a little research, and I'm happy to report that Mr. Wood had a long and prosperous career in the field, sometimes called light music. I don't know why that makes me happy. I'm just always glad to see that performers don't just have a one-off success and then struggle in destitution for the rest of their lives. But Mr. Wood does not fall into that category. He had a very good, solid working career his entire life. Here is one of his more well-known works, the Fantasy Concerto, composed in 1905. He won a prize for it, and then 40 years later revised the piece into the form we'll hear right now. The English Northern Philharmonia is led by David Lloyd Jones, and again, this music of Haydn Wood, his Fantasy Concerto, on the third floor.
Thank you.
The Fantasy Concerto by Haydn Wood, British composer, in a performance with David Lloyd Jones leading the English Northern Philharmonia. And that Fantasy Concerto, pretty much Haydn Wood's most famous piece. I'm Bill Cromwell. We're together on the third floor for Great Classical Music, a unique classical mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental music over these 3 hours that I bring you each and every week. Coming up in the third hour, music of Bach, a suite for solo cello but transcribed for double bass, which I really enjoy and hope you will too. And following that, the featured work, the Piano Concerto in F by George Gershwin. If you haven't yet had the opportunity, please visit the website of the third floor, classicalthirdfloor.org, all three words strung together there, .org, classicalthirdfloor.org. There's a link to access 160 free archive programs so that you can take the third floor with you anytime, anywhere, and there's nothing to it. You just click that link. It'll take you right to prx.org, the public radio exchange, and you can just select whatever show you want to hear, and it will just start playing for you. PRX is one of the platforms I use for the program, along with AudioPort from Pacifica and Radio for All, with the ever-expanding Third Floor Radio Network. And on the website, you can see a number of those stations listed, along with a gallery of all the guests I've had over the years, plus information about me and the show, and other pictures and bits and pieces of information and so on, plus the mostly weekly blog, which appears occasionally, musings about this and that from your host. And of course, there is a support button at the top of the page if you'd like to help keep the third floor going and growing. I'd appreciate that. Again, I'm Bill Cromwell, and I'll be back with you in just a few minutes for the third hour of the third floor.